just one bracha that we were discussing that comes from Masechet Shabbat Daf Nun Aleph. There the Gemara talks about the isur of crushing snow or crushing ice. The Gemara calls that risuk sheleg or risuk abarad, which is forbidden on Shabbat to take ice and crush it. Question is, why should such a thing be asur? What can be the problem? There's different opinions amongst the Rishonim. From Rashi, it seems clear that he says it's domeh lemelacha. It's similar to a melacha. He says boreh, as if you're creating something, you're creating the water. Sefer Terubah understands that it's a concept of nolad, that you turned the ice into water. And nolad is forbidden, to change the substance on Shabbat from one thing to another. This was created on Shabbat. It's a new thing that wasn't here before Shabbat. Others, which is Harambam's opinion, says it's a gezerah to sechita. If I let you crush ice, you might come to crush grapes and olives and things that are staying to be crushed. Maran discusses this in Shulchan Aruch. We can skip all the way to the bottom line. And he says in Siman Shin Chaf that it's forbidden to crush ice. Asul it asik. And he says, but it is permissible to take the ice and place it in a cup. Even though there's liquid in the cup, you can drop a piece of ice or a piece of ice cube into the cup with some liquid in it, and there's no problem. And then he says, if somebody placed the ice in the sun, when the sun causes it to melt, it puts it in an empty cup, and in a place where it doesn't cause it to melt, it's also mutar. The Mishnah Berurah learns that it's mutar l'chatechila to do that. So it's clear that he doesn't hold the problem of nolad, because he's letting you put it in the sun. He's letting you melt it. He's not worried about nolad. However, he is clear to say that you're allowed to put the ice into a cup that is filled already. The question is it permissible to put the ice in first and then pour the drink over it? Like most people do. They want to have a drink on Shabbat. They fill the cup up with ice and they pour a drink over it. Well, Maran said it's asul l'rasek. It's asul to crush the ice. That means biyadayim. Is this considered biyadayim when I'm pouring the liquid, for example, directly on the ice? Well, let's take another example. People make a drink sometimes and they shake in a shaker, in a mixer. When they put the drink in the ice and they shake back and forth. That would be asur on Shabbat, because you're crushing the ice. Or for example, people make drinks. They take a spoon or they take a ladle and they mix it. They mix it in order that the ice should melt, so it goes into the drink, get it cold. So that's a problem on Shabbat. That's the Sud B'Yadayim. It's like the shaker is doing the Sud B'Yadayim. Mixing the drink also with the ice in it will be a problem. Although the Kaf HaHaim in Sif Katan Samech writes, to shake the glass is okay. He's lenient on that if you have ice in a cup, to shake the actual glass itself. But the question is to pour on. It's very hard to find poskim that actually discuss this beferush explicitly. However, on Friday I had a discussion with Rabbi Bitan from the Yalkut Yosef, Shemeshiru V'Hayehu, spoke to him long distance from Israel, and he expressed concern on such a thing, and he advised that the best thing to do in such a case when the ice is in the cup is to try not to pour directly on the ice itself, to pour it on the side of the glass. If some of it touches it, he's not going to be so concerned. But the point is, you're not doing a direct action. Of course, if the glass is empty, it's always better on Shabbat to pour the drink in first and then the ice. That you're covered according to all the pains. But what happens if you finish drinking, there's still ice left in the cup, and you want to have a refill? So what, every time you can empty the ice out, and etc. But to get around it, he said, just pour on the side of the cup, and therefore won't go directly. And therefore, that's the best way to fulfill the opinions of Shulchan Aruch and the opinion, the concerns of Isuk. Again, Isur over here is not Isur de Oraita, according to everybody. At most, it's Isur de Rabbanan. But still, if we want to be meticulous in the laws of Shabbat, we have to be careful to follow these opinions. So again, to crush it biyadayim, or to take a vessel into mamash, crush the ice. Somebody wants to take the back of the vessel, smash an ice, break it into little pieces. That's for sure asud. To actually crush it biyadayim with a vessel where you're shaking back and forth, or with a spoon in the cup itself to crush it back and forth, asud. To shake the cup, mutar. To place the ice in a cup that has water in it already, or drinking it already, wine, mutar. However, to pour directly on the ice, one should be stringent in such a case and just pour it on the side of the cup. And with this, you can solve all the problems.